Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's 12:23. You're listening to the Wintrust Business Lunch here on 720 WGN. And I want to welcome to the studio Justin Doggett, who has come from KyotoStyleCoffee.com, and he's come bearing gifts as well. Justin, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
All right, come right up to that microphone. And so this is, tell me a little bit about your story. You were familiar with this Kyoto style coffee, mm-hmm. started making it on your own, right? How long ago?
So I started in 2013. Basically, I found out about Kyoto style coffee. This is back before it really became more well-known on the internet.
Right.
So you just hear about it in forums, on different websites. So I found one place in Chicago that actually sold it, went and tried it. It wasn't that great, but I liked the style. It was very different. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try to make this at home.
And so you did?
Yes.
And so what is involved in making it? Why is it different? It's cold coffee.
Yes.
And so, what is it that makes it different?
So basically, it's brewed using cold water that you put into a reservoir. So basically, if you can imagine a tower that looks like a tall hourglass, you put water in the top and it has a nozzle that drips one drop of water at a time over the grounds of coffee.
Uh-huh.
That water travels through and then after doing an extraction, it becomes a strong coffee at the bottom.
Okay. And then so you started making it, started enjoying it, giving it to your friends.
Exactly.
And they said, here, take money for this.
Yeah. So let me back up and say the machines that make this usually cost $300. It's made of glass and wood. And when I started making it at home, I went to the Science Surplus store to get like a separatory funnel and a lab stand to put together the components of
it.
For like $75 instead.
No kidding.
So yeah,
you should sell the machines.
Yeah, maybe. But I started off because I used to work for Metropolis Coffee Company before mm-hmm. this. I was the trainer. And one of the perks of working there was you get free beans. So it was perfect because I could just experiment at home with my machine. And I was making so much coffee that I had to do something with it. So I just started giving it away. And slowly, my friends started forcing me to take their money because I was just giving them so much coffee.
And so then when did it occur to you that maybe you would turn this into your own business?
Last year.
Right.
Last
and year. So, and you say on your website that it's a strong, thick coffee.
Yes. Yes.
That might not be for everyone.
It might not be for everyone. I mean, if you like dark chocolate, stout beers, cognac, things like that, it has that sort of profile.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like those things, it will work for you. But also the caffeine kick is so strong that you might get kind of dizzy if you drink too much of
really?
It.
Really? So yeah. I have to say that I drink a lot of coffee,
right.
And I tell people that I don't notice the caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Will I notice the caffeine on yours?
Oh, yeah.
And also, I have to say, the cold coffee I drink is the coffee that I buy in the morning and don't finish until the afternoon.
Where do you usually get it from?
Starbucks or any machine that sells coffee for a quarter.
Why don't you finish it? I'm curious.
Because
like one of those questions I always have. I see like an unfinished coffee, and I'm, you know, as a person who sells coffee,
right.
I'm like, oh, it would break my heart if I saw like my coffee unfinished somewhere.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that I don't enjoy it. I enjoy it all day long for a longer time.
Uh-huh.
So I don't mind when it's cold. All right. I'm holding a cup of yours now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna take a sip of this, right?
Brace yourself.
Just a sip?
Yeah. The typical serving size is 4 ounces. It's a concentrate.
Yeah.
And then from there, you can add milk or water to it to make a full-size drink out of it.
Well, you like it black.
I like it straight. Yeah.
Right.
Just straight black.
It's very nice. Thank you. It's almost like a Guinness.
Exactly. That's why stout beer, you know, that's one of the flavor notes.
And so you talked about how you make it. It takes a long time.
Yes. So it's actually funny because when I started off, it was a little home machine that would sit on my desk. And now it's grown to about the size of me. And in that process, I've been able to cut the time that it takes to make it.
How much can you make in a day?
So I can make basically I started off in 12 hours being able to make 2 gallons of it. Now I can make twice as much in 6 hours.
So, Justin, that's hard to make a lot of money if you're not making a lot of coffee.
Yes. Yes. it's a labor of love right now.
It is, but you hope to expand maybe?
I hope so, yeah.
Right, go back to the Science Surplus store?
Yeah, if I keep doing the right thing, I mean, people are asking me for it, and that's always a good sign.
Right,
you know,
people
come up to me and say, do you have coffee?
I don't want to use an organic pun when it comes to coffee, but if something grows organically like that, that's the best way to do it. All right, it's Kyoto Black, and it's KyotoStyleCoffee.com. Justin Doggett, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
All right, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Business Lunch on 720 WGN.